Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
If the best option is potentially sequestering yourself, that is a plan that you try to make happen. They're going to have to deal with life like they have never known before.
You're going to think that America is like Asgard.
Dale Arnold.
Because I won't be able to get international fighters, all of them into the U.S., so I have a private island. I'm going to start flying them all into the private island and doing international fights from there.
Rich Key.
But if you're going to bring in Andy Dalton, I would rather have Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm is the smartest, most mature quarterback that I have been around in the last 2 years.
Dale and Keith, middays.
Yes, ma'am.
Hot with breaking.
Karaoke Tuesday
on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We've got Kiefer Madness coming up at the bottom of the hour. Karaoke Tuesday coming up at about 1:50. If you are not reading our buddy Fitzy's mashup on WEEI.com, might I suggest that you do so? Nick Stevens, also known as Fitzy, and a stalwart on the Greg Hill Show, puts together the mashup now because Lucy was one of the people furloughed with real-time, real-world events. So today, Fitzy's Tuesday mashup. The headline is, "The Patriots with the 27th best roster. Are you kidding me?" And what he does is he retweets. There's a guy named Mike Clay, who's an ESPN NFL prognosticator, one of these stats geeks. I say this guy, with love, because my son is a stats geek.
I was going to say, this guy's going to be up Shime's alley because of the color-coded charts that Mike Clay puts together.
He also comes out with the strength of schedule chart.
Oh, the SOS?
Love it.
That is really good stuff. So this chart, and we retweeted out because it's a few days old, but I stumbled upon it too because Fitzy was writing about it. And it goes through every single team, and we tweeted or retweeted it at Dale Keefe, WEEI. But go ahead, Dale. This is a pretty numbers-oriented thing.
He ranks 10 units on a team on a scale of 0 to 4.
Yes.
And so, for instance, and I'm just giving you this for instance, he's got the Saints with a 3.6 at quarterback. He's got the Chiefs at a 4.0.
At a 4. So, which makes sense because at least you know absolutely. The scale works. It's not like, yeah, we go to 100, but we only give people 90s. You know, like if it goes to 4, Patrick Mahomes should be a 4. And so, yeah, for offense, it's quarterback group, running back, wide receiver, tight end, O-line. And then on the other side, it is D-line, edge rush, linebackers, cornerbacks, safeties.
By the way, before you ask, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a 3.4 at quarterback.
That sounds fair. I think that's a fair way, coming off the season that he had, but also projecting a little bit with the new weapons.
Blaine Gabbert is a backup, too. That adds a lot.
Yeah, 0.1.
By the way, the Patriots have a 0.1 at quarterback.
And to be fair, we're doing this,
yes,
or he's doing it in April. Like, what else would it be? It's either Hoyer or a guy who's never started a game and was a fourth-round pick. So, again, if the scale is 0 to 4, Mahomes is a 4, the Patriots, according to Mike Clay, and I'll go third person on you, according to Rich Keefe, have the worst quarterback situation in the NFL.
You're worse than the Bears.
Worse than the Bears somehow? How's the Redskins get a 1.1?
I don't know. Now,
how the hell?
So he breaks it down, and you know, you've got the offensive side, the defensive side. Yeah. He does an offensive ranking, a defensive ranking, and then he does a total ranking. The best team in the NFL, according to him, the position grouping, is the New Orleans Saints, and I'd be hard-pressed to even argue with him. I could see that. You know, at least I can make the argument.
Yeah, their roster is very good. So it's if you're doing it on this metric, and again, no special teamers, which we know Bill likes to spend right. a lot of his time on and a lot of his resources on. So obviously, kicker wouldn't be an advantage to the Patriots this year. Other years, maybe it would be. But so there's no like return specialist. This is just offense and defensive rosters. And so if you told me the Saints have the best. Yeah, sure.
I can make the argument.
Definitely,
sure.
Definitely in the mix. I would 100% give you that. There are a couple, though, before we get to where the Patriots are.
Yep.
The top five is the Saints, Cowboys, Steelers, Buccaneers, and Chiefs.
And by the way, the Steelers, Buccaneers, and Chiefs are all tied.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. So they're 2.7. So, because... is the Steelers roster really that good? And he really weighs in on the like the defense gets really high marks.
Although their offensive ranking is higher than their defense. Now they're first overall in terms of where they are, but they're 1.3 on defense, 1.4 on offense. But first in defense, 12th in offense.
No, but they're number one in defense though.
Right, that's what I'm saying. First in defense, 12th in offense, and.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, again, I think they give Roethlisberger a 2.6, or at least that quarterback group. So it's Roethlisberger, it's Duck Hodges, it's Mason Rudolph. They give him a 2.6. So that's probably fair. But how about that? Tom Brady, and one part of it is Tom Brady. All of a sudden, the Bucs go from, I can only imagine what they were last year, probably under 2 at quarterback, to a 3.4, and they get
and
really
suddenly
low marks.
The fifth best offense in the NFL.
Yeah. And they have bad running backs and bad safeties, according to this chart. But the Buccaneers, because everybody was saying, oh, would Tom Brady really go to Tampa Bay? Would he really go to Tampa Bay? Well, take a look at this roster. It is light years better than the New England Patriots. Again, you can disagree with this. That's fine. But I think just looking at some of the position groups and some of the best players in the league and then going to that, I think he's done a pretty good job. Like the Indianapolis Colts get a 3.9 on the offensive line. That sounds about right. I don't know what offensive line you'd rather have. Maybe, I guess, the Eagles, as he points out here, but that's pretty good.
We should point out as well that he weights each of the position groups. For instance, quarterback is 24% of the offense's grade. It's the most. Offensive line is second most at 14%, followed by wide receivers at 10, tight ends at 5, running backs at 4. So he weights each of the groups, which, by the way, makes sense.
That is fair. I mean, because if you have the best quarterback, you
and your offensive line
more.
Sucks.
Yeah, or everything else sucks. Like that should
like
be
Seattle.
Worth more though, still.
Seattle is a 3.9 at quarterback,
right?
And a 1.1 on the offensive line,
right? And then, but the fact that Russell Wilson's so good, like it should weight their roster. Like it's more important for you to have a really good quarterback than it is a really good running back.
The Patriots only have 3 position groups that are considered pretty good. Cornerback is very good. Yeah. 3.9.
Best in the NFL.
And this is,
second best.
And this is on a scale of 4.
Right.
4 is the best you can do. The Patriots cornerbacks rank a 3.9.
Can't argue with that.
Interestingly enough, the second best unit on their team, according to this, is the offensive line at 3.5.
Yeah, it's funny because we watched the offensive line last year and thought there were a lot of problems, but Pro Football Focus ranked them towards the top, not at the top, but I believe top 11, somewhere in there. And I think this is also basing it off of David Andrews is going to play. We don't know if he is or he isn't. But
says he is, but you don't know.
So I think they're probably giving you David Andrews.
Yep.
They're going to assume Isaiah Wynn health. This is assuming health for all these guys. And some of the bad games last year involved Marshall Newhouse.
Marshall's done a good job.
Not really. And so the fact that they are bringing back Joe Tooney, you know, Tooney and Shaq Mason, at least on paper, should be one of the better guard combos in the NFL, even though Mason didn't have a very good year. So you could see why their offensive line would get, I mean, that 3.5 seems high on a scale of 4, but I'm not surprised that it's the offensive strength based on what the rest of the roster looks like.
So the Patriots' offense, just the offense, according to this Clay scale, is 25th in the NFL. The Bears are dead last at 32.
Yes.
Then you've got the Dolphins at 31, the Jaguars at 30, the Chargers, interestingly enough, at 29, the Redskins at 28.
This is bad company.
The Bengals at 27.
Nope, you don't want to be down here.
The Jets at 26, the Patriots at 25.
And I don't think it's that far off. Like, this isn't one of those. This isn't like Kellerman or, you know, like Marshall Faulk or one of these Patriot haters just telling you how bad they are. He has his little scientific method. He goes through. And, you know, you could quibble with some of the rankings, but the Patriots have one of the worst quarterback positions. As of right now, they do.
The only position that's as bad as the quarterback position is the tight end position.
And who would argue that?
I wouldn't.
Nobody. Right. Nobody would. The wide receiver, he gets a 1.4. So if 4 is great, 2 is average, 1.4 sounds about right, and that's probably all Julian Edelman.
Like, they think the running back group is okay.
It's fine. And it is. It's okay. It's okay, especially the season that Sony Michel had. I think you'd be hard-pressed to give him more than a 2. And so, and also, based on this, he thinks the offensive line is pretty good, so maybe he thought the running game should have been a little bit better than it was. And then on defense, you mentioned the corners are ranked really high. The safeties get a pretty good grade at 2.9.
And by the way, my eyes tell me the same thing.
Yep. And then if you take away take away Jamie Collins and Kyle Van Noy, what would have been, I would imagine, a really high number for the linebackers, it goes way down. Now, you still have the draft. You still have some other trades. But on an equal playing field, beginning of April, I don't think it's that outrageous to think that the Patriots have overall one of the worst rosters in football. It's not the worst. And also, there's no little chart here for coaches, which they would get number one on.
Way at the top.
Special teams, which to me is not near, it's not a third of the game. It's much less, but still.
No, but they'd be good at that.
Right. It's a part of the game, and they'd be good at that. So it doesn't mean they can't take the 27th best roster and compete for a playoff spot. It's just kind of telling you what's left over here. You know, now that Brady's gone and all those other guys that, you know, you traded away Daron Harmon, you let your linebackers go. This is kind of what's left.
So based on this scale, the Patriots have the 25th best offense in the league, the 18th best defense in the league, and the 27th overall roster in the league.
Man, and they're tied with the Jets.
Yep.
So the Patriots and Jets rosters. Yeah, and I think we kind of knew this was coming, but when
and
you
by
see
the way,
it,
if you're wondering about the Bills, who I think is the favorite in the AFC East right now, they overall have the 18th best roster in the NFL.
Yeah, middle of the pack. That sounds about
but
right.
Certainly, well ahead of where the Patriots sit at 27.
Well, and their main thing is if their quarterback plays a lot better, that number goes up. That's the most weighted position, and they were the team last year. One of the very few teams in the league that had a bad quarterback that made the playoffs. So if he improves, and I wouldn't rule it out. He's a young guy, and I think he's gotten better as it's gone. Then that Bills roster goes from 18, maybe even into the top 10, if Josh Allen, you know, plays a lot better.
So Fitzy was offended as a lifelong blue blood Patriots fan.
Yeah.
He was offended that somebody would say that the Patriots have the 27th best roster in the NFL. Mm. But as we sit here right now,
kind of seems right.
On April 7th, I'm hard-pressed to argue with it.
And again, because so much of it comes down to quarterback, because if quarterback is going to be 24% of what the average, like the weighted scale is for the offensive grades, and you have the worst quarterback score in the NFL with a .1, that's going to sum up where you're at. That's going
to
sink you like a stone.
Now, it's fair to say there's a whole lot of projection going on here.
Yep.
Because in the same way, we don't know whether Jarrett Stidham's any good or not. And I'm going to guess Mike Clay doesn't know if Jarrett Stidham's any good or not. So he can only go on a projection at this point.
Yeah, and to be fair, they give the Bengals a .6. And I don't know if that, I guess that's, you can't assume that they have Joe Burrow, right? So maybe that's part of it. But there are other teams, you know, the Chargers, you got a .3. The Bears have a .4. The Jaguars have a .5. So, I mean, there's plenty of low scores. It's not, the Patriots aren't alone with a low score quarterback, but from what we've seen and what we know, you can't help but do that. Now, 4 weeks into the season, maybe you change this, maybe you tweak it, you up to date this thing, and Stidham looks great or whatever.
And to your point, after the draft, things could change.
Yeah, I think
if all of a sudden Tua gets picked by the Patriots at fifth overall, does that change your idea of the quarterback position?
Yeah, I would guess
it would.
Yeah, if they take a guy in the first round, no matter who it is, I would think that would factor in a little bit. And then, you know, trades, and maybe there's still some free agency to happen. But, yeah, this is kind of the roster. And there have been times, and this isn't necessarily an overnight thing either, because remember some of the articles that we were reading before last season that would sort of, remember it was like, the premise of it was a little bit flawed, but I got why they did it. They said, if you took away the quarterback from every team, here's what the rosters look like, right? Like, that was some of the articles, and you're saying, well, if you take Brady off the Patriots, like, how good's their offense? And you're like, well, yes and no. Like, on the one hand, they have Brady, so he can make up for some of the stuff. But the idea is, just look at the skill group and the O-lines of all the teams, and what were the Patriots? Or the other article that was written a bunch of times last year was, players 25 or younger, and where do they rank? And the Patriots were at the bottom of all those lists. And if you're at the bottom of those lists a couple of years ago, well, what's going to change this year? If you've had a couple more bad drafts, some of your good young players like Trey Flowers have left in free agency, you're not going to be left with a ton of talent left over.
So how bleak is it going to be?
Well, I think that's here. Enter Bill Belichick. What can he pull out of his hat for this year? Because he's still the best coach. If you were doing all the coaches on the same scale, zero to four.
Is he the best coach when he's got the best quarterback of all time? And is he not the best coach when that guy's gone?
So I think, again, you got to go back a ways, but the 01, 03, and 04 Super Bowls, you had Tom Brady, but was he the best quarterback in the NFL those years? And he was able to win with him. And I think he's still a good enough defensive mind where, yeah, I think he is the best coach, but you're right. We have to see what it looks like without Tom Brady making up for bad draft picks, bad free agent signings.
And before people think I'm taking a side here, it's just as legitimate to ask if Tom Brady's going to be the same.
Yep.
When he's got Bruce Arians as his head coach as opposed to Bill Belichick.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, it's a great unknown. And I know a lot of people will throw in the, well, Belichick only had one winning season in Cleveland. I'm like, well, that was a really long time ago. And coaches definitely
changed.
He's
a little better now than he was then, don't you
think? Yeah, like if the Red Sox didn't give Terry Francona a chance after he got fired in his job prior to the Red Sox, because Terry Francona, I think a lot of us think, is one of the best managers in baseball.
Yep.
And so was he good his first crack? No. You know, Doc Rivers was bad, and actually he was going to get fired again. Then he got some talent, and now people like him as a coach. Like, there's so many examples of coaches that weren't ready. Bruce Cassidy, did he get a second chance? Was it worth it for him to get another chance?
Do you think?
So, I mean, I don't love that one for Belichick, like to hold that against him. But even at the same time, the last coach to get the Cleveland Browns a playoff win was Bill Belichick.
I might have some bad news for you, Rich.
Dale, all it's been lately is bad news.
You know, it's actually a good point. When was the last time we had good news? That's a good point.
Yeah.
So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have unveiled their new uniforms. There is no creamsicle.
There isn't?
There is not.
Oh, son of a gun.
There's a white.
Yep.
There's a whatever you call that red, Adobe red. I don't know what you call it. And there's a dark gray. No creamsicle.
And they still got the stupid big flag helmets.
Yep.
That's what they needed to change more than anything else was the helmets.
They're basically the same thing.
They look like the same.
It doesn't look much different to me.
I think that all gray, that all dark gray might be new. I don't remember seeing them wear that. And they got...
Is that their color rush? Is that their version of color rush?
Oh, maybe it is. You know what, though? The numbers are what's different.
Well, they're easier to read, that's for sure.
So they went from creamsicle to like this type of look with like the pewter, and that was the 02 team that won the Super Bowl with John Lynch and Warren Sapp and all those guys, and they switched to something like this. And then a few years ago they enlarged the logo on the helmet and they went to like this digital clock numbers, which looked terrible. So this seems more like two uniforms ago.
By the way, they've got Chris Godwin on the video that they put out
wearing
Tom Brady's jersey.
Oh, God.
He's got number 12 on.
The still photos that are out, he's wearing 14.
I'm looking at there's a video that they put out at the Buccaneers Twitter feed.
Whoops.
They put out a video called Allow Us to Show You the Future. And they've got Godwin. Now, in their defense, this was probably produced, you know, a month ago.
Well, I hope so, because these gentlemen are standing very close to each other.
Well, that too.
I would hope this was a long time ago.
But Godwin is wearing Tom Brady's jersey in this video, and that's not going to stand.
So they're not terrible uniforms, but I hate the helmet still. It's just too big. Just make it a little, make the little flag thing a little bit smaller. Or just do like the skeleton with the, or the skull with the swords.
Oh, the Buccaneers, after they tweeted out the video, tweeted out, disclaimer, video was filmed before wide receiver Chris Godwin changed numbers.
That makes sense.
Could have probably guessed. I'm only surprised they didn't redo the video to include Tom Brady.
Yeah, you could get him down there. Photoshop that.
They used up the whole CGI budget on switching it from 12 to 14 on Godwin's jersey.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's not a dark gray. It's a pewter. So
Is that what we call it?
Yeah, that's pewter. Yeah.
Okay. That's got to be their color rush.
You
got
to get like the 108 box of crayon in order to get pewter. That's not in your 12. That's not in your 24. You get the 108, you might get pewter.
What were some of the other color names in that 108 box?
Oh, my God. I mean, I couldn't even.
There was a bunch of them. You read it and you go, what is this?
What are you doing? What is this?
Indigo.
Indigo is a good one. But then it was also.
Cerulean.
It was like all of the greens. It was like green, forest green, olive green.
Pea green.
Shine.
Like the vegetable.
They didn't say that.
Stop it. Out of your mind.
Snap peas, they're delicious.
They've got ultra for all of them too. Ultra blue fluorescent, ultra green fluorescent, ultra orange fluorescent.
I love that box of 108 Crayola. That's nice. You could color anything you wanted. You ended up using the same four, but you know, still nice to have.
You know, because I just have nothing else to do.
Yeah. You're gonna buy some crayons?
Here are some of the colors.
Okay.
In the box of
this
of
is day 25 of quarantine.
Number 43 is Granny Smith Apple.
We're gonna do a draft of this Friday with Andy Hart, by the way.
Yeah,
drafting colors. I'll draft colors with the best.
Number 56 is macaroni and cheese.
No, see, I don't like when they just start doing foods. Yeah, that means some real colors. Dumb.
Number 9, burnt sienna.
Ooh, burnt sienna is a good crayon. That's a nice crayon.
Periwinkle was one that always puzzled me.
Periwinkle, yeah.
Evidently, there's both a pink flamingo and a pink sherbet.
Pink sherbet.
Ooh, they've got raw sienna, too.
Raw sienna's number 90.
Rossi? What's a fuzzy wuzzy? What color is that?
I don't know.
54 is tumbleweed.
We're just making stuff up now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm serious. That's there.
Manatee.
So I don't think, they don't even actually have a pewter.
No, they don't.
On the box of Crayola crayon colors.
That's not good.
You want to know what they do have, though? Purple Mountain's Majesty.
Shut up.
Don't ever speak again.
Shut your mouth. there's some weird ones for sure. I don't like when they have like a saying or anything like that.
Marvelous.
What's screaming green?
I don't know.
Oh, that was the ultra green it said. Now it's screaming green.
So evidently, and Shime would know this better than me, in 1994... Crayola produced a 16-pack of crayons that released fragrances when used.
You don't eat
scratch
them,
scratch and sniff.
Shime, don't eat them. You smell
he
them.
Totally
ate them. Ate a box of crayons. Like, well, they all smelled like fruit snacks.
Oh, look, it's like, baby powder. Let's see what this one tastes like.
I was like three when they came out. What do you expect?
It happened one time.
Dip them in Elmer.
Yeah. What happened to your
There was crayons? One called Shampoo. Who would eat that one, right?
Shime.
I mean, shampoo smells great.
There was another one called Dirt.
Mm. No, I don't like that either.
Them's eats. Might skip on that one. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have released their new uniforms.
It's going to be weird to see Brady in any variation of them. That's for sure. But get ready for it.
It's going to be strange.
Get ready for it.
And he's got to wear Chris Godwin's jersey too. So
yep, I haven't made that switch finally yet, I guess.
Now the Patriots are going to release their tweak to their uniform. It's going to be like this tweak, right? It's going to be like. You're going to be hard-pressed to figure out what it is.
Yeah, I think you're going to barely notice it. Although, I know Fitzy, I think he had some inside info on it. They might be wearing their color rush more often. I think, like, the blues. I think they might just
hate the color rush.
Yeah, I don't really like... I don't like theirs. Some of them are great. Theirs is not a strong suit.
Nah, not a fan. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We have Kiefer Madness coming up minutes from now. We've got Karaoke Tuesday coming up at about 1:50 or so. It's Dale and Keefe, and it's time to trend.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
The beginning of madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
This is madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
I love Rich Keefe. He's hilarious.
Keefe's a nice guy.
What now?
I got really into home brewing. I got a home brewing kit. Pretty time consuming.
Who's door, Keith?
Where's Keith?
Where is he?
Where's Keith?
Where is Keith?
Hey, Keith, you're a douche.
This is madness.
I'm going to suggest it might include poop.
Yo, Keith of Madness is so hit or miss.
You're only giving a little spark of madness.
Oh, God.
And if you lose that,
they're still doing this segment?
You're nothing.
Keith of Madness?
Madness? I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Have you ever seen the two turds alike?
To me, it look like a leprechaun to me. All I gotta do is look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yay? Yeah!
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Here we go. It is a Tuesday at 1:30. Time for Kiefer Madness. And Dale, this one is all coronavirus related because obviously people around the
topical
world.
Keep well done.
Yep, around the world, they've, you know, we have had to change our lives. And so here are several examples of that. It's sort of a madness medley, if you will.
Okay. All right.
First things first, from the Today Show, they, of course, are doing a lot of things
you
remotely.
You scanned the globe, haven't you?
Everywhere. I went everywhere, including the Today Show here in our very own United States of America. And Hoda had on Tracy Morgan as her guest. And again, they're in different locations.
Yeah.
But Hoda wants to know, you know, how's Tracy Morgan been dealing with the quarantine?
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant three times. Every week she got pregnant.
So that's the start, and you can already see Hoda.
Humble brag.
Yeah, Hoda's like already starting to like roll, like kind of like, uh-oh. Like, why did we have Tracy Morgan on again? But let's see where it goes.
Three times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. So, you know.
So we're role-playing a lot now. We're role-playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. And I'm the scientist who discovered the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one.
I mean anything.
Hoda had nowhere to go there.
No, what are you going to say?
No,
what are you going to do? But they like to do a little role-play. Again, you're home. You got, what else are you going to do? So Tracy Morgan trying to help the people out a little bit there. I don't know if that's what they signed up for on the Today Show, but
well,
I don't know what they expected either.
Wouldn't you get Tracy Morgan? Exactly. What do you think you're going to get?
Right. Always. Now, again, we even had a caller, I think last week, talking about, you know, he works in delivery, but, you know, so he is an essential employee. He's delivering items.
Aren't we all?
He's delivering items. But certain items, remember the guy said, he actually had a great line. He was like, quit buying kayaks. Like, I don't need to be shipping you a kayak right now. If I'm sending you food or medicine or something like that for survival, that makes sense. Why are you buying a kayak? Well, an Amazon worker had the same issue with a certain item as well that he deemed as non-essential.
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. These are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but
so
no.
He's talking about, remember the
a little
item?
Hard to tell.
The item that was thrown onto the field at the Buffalo Bills Patriots game.
Oh.
Basically, he's talking about that. I think we're allowed to call it a marital aid. There
well,
are
some might think it's essential. I don't.
I think some could argue that it is essential.
Sure.
But then again, this guy was upset. So he was saying, you know, quit buying those up. I guess they're selling out like crazy. So you might have that.
Are they?
Tracy
Morgan doesn't need them. Tracy
Morgan does not need them. He's been doing just fine.
A lot of people sitting alone at home.
That's true.
And I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
Not mean anything.
Well.
Well.
Wow.
I was like, what are we doing with this guy on right now? What is the point? Let's hear from a televangelist.
Yes? I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Some of these guys. Now, my brother's a Baptist minister, okay?
Okay.
I come from a somewhat religious background.
All right.
Some of these guys, are creeping me the hell out.
Well, this guy, I think, has the answer for the coronavirus.
COVID-19!
COVID-19.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
And you'll never be back.
He spit. He got a spit at it.
He blew it away.
He blew it away.
Oh,
is he a magician?
Maybe.
Apparently he is.
Whatever helps at this point. I'm open to suggestions. If you got a way to get rid of this thing, we can get back on track.
I have it in my hand, and now it's gone.
Gone. Just like that. Let's go down to Louisiana, Dale. The
speaking of whack jobs.
Yep, let's go to the police department here. Because they need to declare a curfew, just like we sort of have a curfew here in Boston. So how are they going to announce that there's a curfew?
We didn't want to go through with our regular sirens because we didn't want to create more havoc. One of the officers who is military approached me and said, well, you know, Chief, there is an old military siren that was used. It was used in the movie Purge, but it's been used for many, many years.
Hold on a second, sir. Let me stop you right there. So the movie where people for 24 hours are allowed to commit any
kill
crime
everyone.
They can murder anybody and they get away with it because for 24 hours you can do whatever you want. And that is the siren you landed on?
I'm going to suggest let everybody this might know, not be a good plan.
Get in your house. And then what? Go get our guns and come back out? What are we doing here? He's like, yeah, I may have been using the movie The Purge, okay, but, you know, no big deal.
It was used in the movie Purge, but it's been used for many, many years. It was to remind people that this is a very serious matter. People are not seeing, even if they look at the statistics, it's not real to them.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Get your ammo. Let's go.
Could you imagine you're in Casa de Keith?
Yeah.
And you're enjoying a fine craft beer in the basement.
As I want to do.
Playing, watching, you know.
Davey Eyeballs playing a video game.
All of a sudden you hear that outside.
I hear that alarm. I'm grabbing my sword, Dale, and I'm just running out into the streets.
I did notice, by the way, that one of the heroes for our time at Barstool Sports also has a samurai sword now.
People were tweeting that at me. I know. Portnoy was gifted a samurai sword, so I don't know.
He copied you. I'm sure he saw yours, right?
He definitely did.
Are you going to found a clan?
A clan?
A clan of swordsmen.
No, that sounds... No. I don't want to call anything a clan.
In your next video, you should chop Corona in half.
I should.
Okay, how about a squad?
How about a
Is that
corona?
Better?
A squad? Yeah, a squad.
It's a coven.
Squadron.
A group.
What do you call a group of samurai?
Samurais. Just put an S on the end.
Death.
Samurai.
A dojo. A dojo.
A dojo.
Oh,
yeah, I'll start a dojo. Let's hear from the Los Angeles mayor. As obviously they're trying to cut down on groups of people. We all are across the country, groups of people together. So the LA mayor had a message.
We need to make sure that everybody continues to let us know where those folks are. If you've observed recurring violations of the Safer at Home order, please continue to let us know at coronavirus.lacity.org/business violation. You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards.
No, that's not that. That is not
I don't think it rhymes or anything. We all know the old snitches line, which apparently I won't
snitches
repeat.
Get rewards.
They get rewards. Snitches.
I don't
what
think
about
that's a thing?
How about this? Snitches get riches.
Oh, look at you!
Because there'll be a reward for it. You don't say snitches get rewards.
No. This guy should have called you first.
He should have. It's very simple. Just pick another word that rhymes.
Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
In this case, snitches get thank yous.
Like, no, that's not a thing
Well,
either.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're giving out. And lastly here, Dale, the New Zealand Prime Minister has some comments on two individuals who are, in fact, essential workers.
You'll be pleased to know that we do consider both the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny to be essential workers. But as you can imagine at this time, of course, they're going to be potentially quite busy at home with their family as well and their own bunnies. And so if the Easter Bunny doesn't make it to your household, we have to understand that it's a bit difficult at the moment for the bunny to perhaps get everywhere.
Well, and we learned that animals can get it.
I heard this earlier today.
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
Yeah, what's not to like?
Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, snitches get rewards.
No, not him.
That was a good guy, though. You don't like that guy? You brought up a lot of really sound points, though, I felt like. So that's sort of a look at what's going on around the country right now, Dale.
I didn't think you could find an entire Kiefer Madness worth of coronavirus stuff,
that's
but
all
you
it
did.
Is. Oh, that's basically all there is right now.
You give
so she's pregnant three times.
Oh, really?
This is a game changer.
Tracy Morgan and his family expecting triplets. I believe that's how it works.
No, I don't think that
is. That
is.
Not it? No. All right.
I,
well,
I don't think that's how
fine.
It works.
I'm
just, I mean, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
No, not at my house.
And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life. Okay. Not mean anything.
Well.
Okay. She's like, well, all right. We got to go. We're up against it. It's like, oh, just start. You know, no, you're not. You're good.
The French maid and the bombardier, which is
that's all you
know,
need.
A whole different scenario. Mm-hmm. But you can play it out if you really want
that's
to.
That's right.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. If we can, we'll squeeze in a few more calls because we've still got what else you got and Karaoke Tuesday. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in, but we'll try. OMF at the top of the hour. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Are not essential items.
COVID-19!
We do consider both the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny to be essential workers.
Snitches get rewards.
So she's pregnant three times. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
Not mean anything.
Well.
Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, it's time to get to a couple of things that we missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Richard?
So Todd McShay talked about he didn't think Jarrett Stidham was ready to be the starting quarterback. We
he
played
gave
that
us
for
the
you.
Sads, didn't he?
Yesterday. Well, I kind of agree with him, but that's what he said yesterday. And so let's bring you who he thinks maybe the Patriots could bring in to be their quarterback.
I think Jake Fromm makes a lot of sense, but he doesn't have the physical tools that you would ideally look for. But if you're going to bring in Andy Dalton, I would rather have Jake Fromm because he's the same guy physically, and he's younger, and he understands the game at a high level. Of all the quarterbacks I've sat down and talked to in the last 2 years in college football, in the meeting room, like just getting to know them, watching them, listening to what they're saying in response to one play to the next, Jake Fromm is the smartest, most mature quarterback that I have been around in the last 2 years.
So I personally don't like Jake Fromm just from
watching
Georgia.
I was going to say,
Georgia.
Does that make you feel better?
Not really, although I guess you would say if he's a really smart guy and if you go to a place that has McDaniels and Belichick in place, could they coach him up? Like sort of the way they coached up Matt Castle that year where they got 11 wins. I know the team
By
was
the way,
loaded
that's
and everything
Ben
else,
Boland's
but...
argument about Tua that, you know, with Bill Belichick, and Josh McDaniels, Tua would just be even better than he's ever been. Yada, yada.
Maybe. I mean, Tua, I feel like, has more of the raw skills than Fromm. The one thing about Fromm is you don't have to trade up into the top 5 or 10 to get him.
In fact, might be there at 23.
I think he would definitely be there at 23, and he'd probably actually might be a second rounder, but the Patriots don't have one, so... They would either have
what
to take him
to
a
that second round pick.
Well, they got a really good wide receiver that was going to help them at the deadline that
really
people
not?
Liked. No, he was awful. Good news is he's back.
Oh, good
you got
news.
Him. Yeah, you got him for another
well,
season.
Well, assuming he's healthy again because he had the whole surgery thing.
But it is amazing. The guys that are on the team are Stidham and Hoyer, and the guys that are most often brought up as Tom Brady replacements are Andy Dalton, Jake Fromm. Like, oh, man, we knew it was going to be a drop-off after Brady, but I don't know if we were prepared for this type of drop-off.
It is a pig's breakfast is what you're saying.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Yep.
What else you got?
So I have some more bad news. I've
Dale,
kind of been a harbinger of bad news
Why don't you
today.
Mix in, you know what we're going to make you do tomorrow? Every hour, you have to
Find
mix in some good
positive.
News. Yes. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's you have fresh bread baked at your house again. It's got to be something positive.
So there have been a lot of stories out there about, you know, when is baseball going to come back? When is hockey, basketball, football, college football? You know, the British Open got canceled yesterday. All we get are these reports about, you know, important world earth-shattering sporting events that keep disappearing. Well, I have more from Joey Chestnut as well.
Nobody knows. It'd be silly for anybody to say, hey, it's happening. Or there's so many things being canceled. I wouldn't be surprised if the contest was canceled. But, you know, the 4th of July is still going to happen. And everybody's going to celebrate it, probably at home. If everybody gets the okay to go out, I'm sure there's going to be something going on.
Wait a minute. Come on. The hot dog eating contest may not happen?
Well, then just cancel 4th of July then.
I mean,
Why would you even do
fireworks or anything?
No, because Joey Chestnut needs to defend his title. You can't postpone this thing. They could do it.
Do you ever watch that, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every year.
I don't.
Every year.
It's so gross.
Oh, it's fantastic. I think, and you could do it this year. So what you'd need to do is you would run the risk of some cheating or some foul play.
Oh,
but
how do you cheat at that?
Oh, if you throw a hot dog on the floor or something like that, or toss a bun behind your shoulder.
Oh, okay, your back pocket. Yeah.
My buddy once, there was a pancake eating contest at Hobart, and my buddy was a D lineman. He was like 280-something pounds, or he was like 6'5". And so he entered the pancake eating contest. And this kid, who I swear was 100 pounds.
Oh,
and like
aren't they all?
Smoked him.
Yeah.
And my buddy was cheating. My buddy was eating a pancake, throwing a pancake on the floor, eating a pancake, throwing a pancake on the floor. And the kid still smoked him. And so the first prize, I forget what it was, but it was like a decent prize. Second prize was some T-shirt that only would have fit the kid who won. Yeah. And my buddy's holding it up. He's like, what am I supposed to do with this? And so he was runner-up at the great pancake eating competition at Hobart. It was a real thrill.
They can take away our football and our hockey and our basketball and our baseball. They cannot take away our hot dog eating contest.
No, because you could do that remotely, couldn't you? You could set up, again, you'd have to get some camera angles on these guys. But if you just got a stack of 50 hot dogs, put them in front of these guys and be like, go. And then just, they could each be in their own room. I think you could do it safely. And I would watch.
Oh, I thought he was going to say something else. But no, that's okay, because it's time. Every week you build this up to such a degree that I'm probably left wanting just based on your build up.
Wait, my build up?
Yes.
You always say he's got
a banger today.
Chris Scheim usually is going to give you a song that slaps, and it's Karaoke Tuesday. This is how we wrap up the program every week. There's been a lot of duets recently, and I feel like Scheim's been a little upset because it's taken some of the shine away from Scheim. And so today it is, I believe, just a solo rendition of...
This is a solo Scheim performance. This is actually one that I've kept in the holster for a little bit.
Really?
He's
had this one ready to go.
This is one of my favorite childhood bands, by the way. So
okay.
I hope you enjoy this. This is a wonderful song known as One Last Breath by Creed.
Oh, God. Oh. I feel like this could be topical.
Creed?
Yeah, he's going Creed. Childhood band.
Please come there. I think I'm falling, holding on to all I think is safe. It seems I found the road to somewhere, and I'm trying to escape.
Wow.
I yelled back when I heard thunder, but I'm down to one last breath.
Jesus.
And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from my friends, and I'm thinking.
Very topical.
Maybe 6 feet.
Social distancing.
Ain't so far away.
6 feet away, Scheim, that's it.
I'm looking down now that it's over, reflecting on all of my mistakes.
Old Scott Stapp's
out. I thought I found the road to somewhere. Somewhere in this place, I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and with it, let me say,
here we go, hit this one.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from Rich Keefe, and I'm thinking,
social distancing,
maybe 6 feet. Ain't so far away.
Wow.
Hold me now.
Incredible.
I'm 6 feet from my friends, and I'm thinking.
The message we need right now.
Maybe 6 feet.
Yes.
Ain't so
all these mayors, all these governors, like, hey, do us a favor, social distance. You got Scheim singing the message. People will remember this. breaking through to the youth, which they don't listen to anybody.
No.
But you put on a Creed track and you alter the words a little bit to make it about what's going on today. That is really well done, Shine. In fact, we should have led the show with that today so we could have talked about it for four more hours. That was really well done.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
6 feet from your friends. Ain't so
Our
bad.
Our friend Dice on Twitter says, am I the only one waving a lighter above his head right now?
No, you're not. No, you're not. I'm sure most people are. Incredible effort, Shine.
Thank
Scott
you. Thank
Stapp's
you
got nothing on you, my friend.
You'll hear that
wow.
again.
Dale,
review.
That's the best compliment you've ever given me.
Well, it's the only one I've ever given you.
That's also true.
It is also the best. All right, we got to get out of here. Rich, good to talk to you again.
All right.
Fellas, thank you, guys. We'll see you all tomorrow. Wiggy will be in because it's Wednesday. OMF is coming up next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from my friends, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far away.
Snitches get rewards.
That's all, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.